You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Humor can be a finicky thing. Making a joke involves taking a risk. And commentator Brian Ununoin at times is willing to stick his neck out, but he feels a twinge of insecurity for fear of crossing the line of not funny.
And a very good morning to you all. Well, I was stuck in traffic recently. I couldn't help but notice the truck in front of me had a decal on the back window of the cabin section, and the sticker depicted a cowboy urinating on the word Obama. And the cowboy was drawn in such a way that it depicted the character looking back at you, the driver of the car behind, and the cowboy was kind of sneering conspiratorially. As a matter of fact, it's not funny. Well, at least it's not funny to me. Now, humour can be a very serious business, because often being humorous involves taking a risk, sometimes saying the unspeakable, sticking your neck out and risking the backlash that might follow for what you've just said. Let me give you an example. Recently, a friend of mine was going through a very painful divorce, and I emailed her, and in the email I said something like, I know how awfully stressed you must be at this time of your life right now, and I just wanted you to know that if you need anything at all, please, please don't bother me, because I have enough on my own plate right now. Well, I knew that in trying to be funny I was risking maybe hurting her, but I also felt, you know, she knows me well enough to interpret the email in the spirit that it was intended. You know, I was just trying to cheer her up with a wee chuckle. And the next time I saw her, she told me that she had nearly wet her knickers. She laughed so hard. So that was a relief. But there have been other times when I've tried to be funny in other situations and the humour completely backfired on me. I've learned that you should never, for example, joke about women's weight. I hope you get my point here, that when you're trying to be funny, you always take a risk. A lot of humour is based on us, you know, laughing at a victim. Like the clown, he slips on the banana skin and he falls flat on his arse. And we think it's hilarious. Which takes me back to the decal of the President of the United States being urinated on, or, well, at least it's his name that's being defiled. And the man who put that sticker there, he probably thought it was funny, and he assumed that others would think it was funny, and he would somehow bask in the humorous afterglow that he'd be a man to be admired for having uttered publicly the unspeakable. I respect the right that we have in all Western democracies to make fun of our political leaders. I will defend that right vigilantly, because I have lived in countries where you were not allowed to make any negative remarks about the political establishment. But here's what strikes me as really odd about the man who put the sticker on his car of a cowboy urinating on the word Obama. This man probably claims that he's proud to be an American. He's a real patriot in his own mind. But as a proud American, doesn't it behoove you to show some respect for the office of the president? This doesn't mean that you can't criticize him. In fact, you should be critical of the entire political establishment. But there are limits, aren't there? Like, you shouldn't issue death threats to the political establishment, or you shouldn't harass their children. And you shouldn't show a picture on your car of a cowboy urinating on the name of the President of the United States. Period. Have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian Ununoin, who teaches a class called Ireland Here We Come and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.